You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
And welcome to the HP Podcast, the show where we bring people back from the dead. We'll get to them in a minute, but first, it's Brandon.
What is up?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I got a full belly and a full heart. One of my dearest friends has been resurrected, so to speak, necromancer fashion.
Right.
I'll let you take that away.
That's right. It's Dead Phil. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Dead man walking.
I was briefly trying to think of some way to be Canadian Dave and be really excited about me being back also.
Right.
But there was no way to do it in an unracist to Canada way. So.
Well,
is Canada a race, though?
It just depends on how much you emphasize those boots.
That's a nationality.
You know?
Well.
I would have got real kind of a boot, you know, like
something like that.
And it just wouldn't have come out right, because
all you would have had to have done to do a Dave would be to shave part of your sideburn.
Yeah, I'm just not handsome enough to pull it off, even over, you know, the airwaves.
Very few are as handsome as Dave.
Got a real face for radio.
That's how they say it. Yeah, that is actually right.
Yep. And a body for it. So,
wow.
Yeah. But it's good to be back with the gang.
That's right.
There are people in the Discord that didn't even know who I was.
Well, there are also people who know of your legacy.
Yeah. Hopefully it will live up to it. We'll say some pretty filthy things today, I'm sure.
Sure, and, sure.
You know, keep the people guessing and wanting more.
To be expected.
Yeah.
And of course, I'm Ben. Brandon, you mentioned having a full belly.
Sure.
Before this show, the three of us and Dustin, we all went to Jersey Mike's.
Dude, yeah, I got Mike's special sauce on mine.
The juice.
The juice.
Mike's
juice. Yeah. I've known many a Mike, but never his juice.
No.
Until today.
There's never a Mike's juice that I wanted to know.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and then we were like, you know what? We aren't fat enough. We should probably just walk across the street to Dairy Queen.
No, we walked to Dairy Queen, so that was practically us exercising on the way.
It was further to my car on the other side of the building than it was to Dairy Queen. Let's get real. They have decided to put everything in one parking lot.
Phil,
that is a little weird.
It's super weird. They didn't have to know that.
No.
Yeah,
no.
That's true.
I like to, you know, give the people a real peek behind the glass.
True, true.
It's there's no curtains on my doors, you know.
Wow. I bet your neighbors love you.
You know, one's really old.
Hey, don't write them off. I bet you they're still peeping.
Oh, I hope so.
you hope? Phil, yeah. I just learned something new about
you. Her husband died years ago. Like, you know, she needs something.
Oh, sure, yeah. sure.
Everyone needs love.
It's almost, she should be thanking you.
Mm-hmm. And the people behind my house, where the glass doors actually are, it's a funeral, like a cemetery. So
right.
Oh, so you know, it's kind of like a feel better type thing.
Well, he entertains the dead.
It's weird on Mother's Day though. I had to make sure that I robed up. People visit that area quite a bit on Sundays.
Oh,
so.
gotcha.
Yeah, I went to the back door completely naked to let the dogs out, and I'm like, I don't know what they can see over the fence, because I can see them, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they can see. So
right. Well, you should like lower your head down to your like waist level.
And then see what I can see?
And then see what you can see from there. And then you'll know.
Dude, or you can
probably get distracted by something.
you can like Wilson then from Home Improvement with your head and talk to them. And they'll think you're dressed. Okay, but then as you walk away, your bare ass is walking the other way once they've... I think that's perfect.
I like it. Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yep.
It's absolutely perfect.
So, Phil, we'll get into the gaming stuff here in a minute.
Yes.
But other than scarring morning widows...
Mm-hmm.
And
dead people.
And stuffing yourself with too much food and ice cream.
Yes.
How you been?
I've been okay.
I know how you've been.
Yeah.
We've talked.
I've been okay.
There,
we have.
But the audience doesn't, like...
Yeah.
You know, they don't know.
It has been, you know, I've been good. Work is always busy, so that's kind of a big portion of it. But, you know, I was in Cancun for a little while. I don't know if I've been here since I was in Mexico, so...
When were you in Mexico?
March.
No,
so I don't think so. So we took a nice vacation to Mexico. You know, I've been playing some video games. We're kind of in the heart of heading into the summer movies, so I've been enjoying some time at the theater. I don't know if anyone's seen The Northman, but that's a good time.
So good.
I've been wanting to see that, actually.
Fantastic. Yeah. One of my favorites, if not my favorite movie of the year. The Nicolas Cage film was good.
Yes,
okay.
Indeed.
Is that like the opposite of like Deliverance, like The Southman?
The Southman?
Is Deliverance?
Oh, there's a little bit of Deliverance in it.
Okay. All right.
It's kind of like Norse Deliverance.
Yeah. Oh my
if you
God.
Wanna, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, maybe less disturbing than Deliverance.
Okay, fair enough.
But no, I've been good. I've been finally, you know, kind of starting to do stuff. It was nice going to Sacred Symbols Live 200 with you guys a couple weeks ago. So that was a good time. It was kind of my first time out and about again in a while. It's been so rainy and terrible here. So
yeah, true. The seasons have been weird.
Yeah.
The end of winter and the beginning of spring has been very strange around here in the western Pennsylvania
area. It's been bad. Like, I mean, we're at the point of life where we're watching Mike and Molly at home. So
wow,
that's kind of where we're at.
I mean, you do like trash.
Yeah, I love trash. It's one of the best trash sitcoms. It's got Pittsburgh
shitcoms.
Billy Gardell from Pittsburgh is in that.
Yep.
Wow.
Melissa McCarthy, who went on to do much better things.
Right. Wow.
And much worse things, if
that's
we're being
true.
Honest.
Yeah, yeah, let's be real about that. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's pretty much been me in a nutshell.
Nice.
Things are good. All it's right. good to be back.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I guess we'll talk about video games here in a bit.
Sure.
Yeah, I suppose so. Actually, let's do it right now.
Sure. Yeah.
This comes directly from idot.com, which I have never heard of, but this seems, you know, realistic. It's got other references to other things. It says the gaming industry is expected to cross $200 billion in 2022, the biggest of all entertainment industries. In fact, a recent study by Newzoo has indicated that the gaming industry will exceed $200 billion by 2020. That's a little bit old at this point, you know, that number, because we didn't exceed it quite, or we did exceed it then, but we're exceeding it again. It is estimated to grow at 6.6%, which is the highest among all entertainment industries. Over the next few years, analysts anticipate revenues from PC, console, and mobile games will reach $203 billion in 2022 and $222 billion in 2024. So that's a lot. And people are spending more on games. People are spending more in the industry. It's also costing a lot more to make these games. Mm-hmm. Now, part of that, games have gone up in price a little bit, but also there are just more people playing games than ever before.
Yeah.
So, Phil, I want to throw it to you first.
Sure.
Because you and I are both very passionate about movies, mm-hmm. and you especially are very passionate about movies. Mm-hmm. You'll watch literally anything.
Just about.
Yeah. And so how do you feel? Like, there's constantly been this idea in the gaming world, or in the world, that gaming is, you know, not mainstream, not for adults, whatever, and movies are serious, but the numbers are saying
they are speaking quite differently than that. Yeah. They are bigger than ever.
Yeah.
And I think things like Game Pass and how, you know, what Microsoft has been doing shows that if you make it more accessible to some people, you will probably end up selling more copies of things and more people be involved. But I think it's every bit as big as the film industry. It's different, you know. It's always been a weird thing because while I do love both, I put on a movie to relax and unwind, and, you know, so that's not what I necessarily always put a video game on for.
Right.
So, like, there are different times for both, I think, but it's definitely a huge industry. It's probably been more important in my life longer than movies, even though, right. you know, as a kid, I wasn't really watching a whole lot of stuff, and the stuff I was allowed to watch was garbage, so.
Right.
Which probably explains why I like garbage today.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, video games are very expensive to make. They're very expensive to buy. And I think the fact that, you know, people talk about gas prices going up and this and that, and while video games have gone up a little bit, I think they've consistently been around the same price for probably 20 years now. I mean,
probably too long.
That's, you know,
a blessing.
So
I honestly think we're,
huge blessing.
We're lucky. We are very,
you know,
lucky.
We are very
lucky.
While movie tickets during that time period have gone from like $4 to $12,
right.
games have gone from maybe $50 to $70, and right. not all games are $70 now.
Right.
So I think we're fortunate that we haven't seen the increase like a lot of different, you know, areas have of entertainment. But I don't think anyone that says it that movies are, I don't know about more important or a bigger industry, you know, but they're at least equal
right.
at this point. And I think that you just sound stupid if you're not
yeah.
given the respect that is.
Gamers can't get no respect.
Amen. No. And it's art, man. It's like,
it really is.
It's such art. Like, if you can look at an animated movie and say that that's art, there's no reason you can't say a video game is art. And some of the stories, I mean, some are trash. No, like, but like anything, there's trash everywhere. But
Phil, people, some people art. Genuinely believe animated films are not art.
That's true.
That's true.
That
Which
is
also
true.
Just insane.
Yeah. What did they, I think even at the Oscars this year, they made jokes about, like, I think Phil Lord and Chris Miller, because they've been doing animated stuff now.
Yeah.
That, like, you
That's
know,
crazy.
Maybe they can graduate to real movies someday
on,
or something
man.
Like that. But, like,
come on.
You know, get out of here. Plus, they made 21 Drum Street. I mean, get out.
Some people actually think that YouTube doesn't have real content.
Well, that's accurate, yeah.
Well, Sorry, Phil.
Look, but, back to the trash sitcoms, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I like my scripted nonsense.
Sure.
They've been saying we wouldn't rise up for many years now.
Yeah.
And we've done nothing but rise up and above.
And against each other most of the time.
And
we're
I
just
think
rising
Phil,
up against ourselves.
Amen. I mean, you know,
that's what we're doing.
The strife is many times internal.
If we could unite, my God, we'd be unstoppable.
Too much. Yeah. But I think Phil really tapped into something important, is the accessibility of video games has been more than it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really helped, because as easy as some games can be, like Pong and, you know, Tetris and stuff like that, they have also gotten more complex over the years, but they've kind of mitigated that by making them more accessible in ways as well. And I think that as more generations move on, technology is just second nature to the new generations. And I think that kind of, as time goes on even more, and I don't want to just specifically point out like the older boomers, because there are many, many, many gamers who are much older, but I think that there is a technological difference as like your upbringing. And I think that as time goes on, it's just going to get more and more and more, probably similar to the way movies were.
Yeah.
But no, we definitely are there, and we've risen up for sure.
Talking about accessibility made me think about, I saw some analytics and stuff from PlayStation's fiscal year 21,
mm-hmm.
Q4 specifically.
Okay.
Which would be, I think, ending in April.
Oh,
or maybe end of the March.
Okay.
Because their fiscal year is different than
Correct.
The calendar year.
Correct. Yeah. That makes sense.
But talking about that, I feel like the rise of people buying games digitally maybe actually encourages more games to move. And I just bit my tongue again for the second time today. Son of a bitch.
Dude, you were out to get it. Chew it out of your damn mouth next time.
So this will hurt the three of us, because we all like our physical games.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
But in Q4 on PlayStation alone, the digital software ratio was 71%.
God damn.
It means only 29% of people bought their games physically. Which, hey, we're moving on. That's fine. As long as there's still games for me to buy physically, I'll do it. And as soon as there aren't, I'm not going to whine and bitch. Well, I'll just, you know.
But I'd like to know the reason, though. Because
it's easy.
Sure, it's easy. But also, there have been many times, PlayStation specifically, that I've gone to the store to buy a game on launch
and it's not there.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people would just say fuck it, go home and download it, and I say fuck you, I'll wait until I get my physical copy.
Right.
So I'll go to three other stores or
Ben will find it somewhere for me.
Yeah.
I don't even know where.
For Ghost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I drove like an hour and a half to get
it. Yeah, it was far. It
Damn.
Wasn't. Which is insane that's the closest for a physical copy of something.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'd be curious, like, how many people are looking for it and just give up?
Sure.
But
I mean, to
maybe
be honest,
that's part of the strategy.
Yeah,
well,
maybe.
This is kind of a concerning stat for people like us. To be if I'm going to be honest with you, over the years, progressively, even over the past 5 years, I've ran into a couple situations like you're describing.
Yep.
Exactly. It's just been hard. Even
it's been going
Sony,
on for a decade.
Sony first party. Even that. I mean, when I went to get my copy of Last of Us, I just happened to get one of the last couple copies they had. And that's one of the biggest, like, tell me a bigger PlayStation title.
Well, right.
You could probably, but one of the biggest,
you know
what I mean? And, you know, I agree that there is a convenience thing, but Dave says it all the time. It really makes you wonder what you actually own, because I think of all the digital games I had on 360, unless I plug my 360 in, I can't even tell you off the top of my head what I have.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that's a little, I enjoyed them for the time I had, and I guess I'm not missing out that much because I don't remember what it is.
Right.
But the fact is, at that time, I paid for those, and unless I plug in this old hardware,
Some of them you can get on the
fair
new,
enough.
New Xbox,
but the point I'm making stands is that unless you physically own it now, it just is never the same for me. You don't tangibly own anything unless you are booting your system up and looking at it.
Well, so, even then, let's talk about things that you own. Like, this isn't even in the notes, but last weekend, Xbox Live had a failure. Mm-hmm. And there were tons of people not able to purchase digital games or play games that needed a copyright check, which I assume wouldn't have been the case with the disc, but I'm not 100% sure. Or play anything that required a subscription because... So, like, for, like, 6 hours one day and then for a couple hours later and then a couple hours another day, and I think it's still not fully fixed. Hmm. And it's just like... Hmm.
Those eight people on Xbox must be very upset.
Damn, dude.
No, but, like... I would assume that would have affected many Game Pass titles.
Yeah,
sure. It
affected pretty much anything you actually purchased digitally and stuff like that.
Seriously.
And I'm not, like, on PC, I have a ton of games on Steam. I've never once thought, I wish I owned this physically, because they're just not available physically. I mean, they are in very limited quantities. And so if that was the medium, I'd be okay with it. But it's not the medium for PlayStation and Xbox. Well, so
I was going to feel like it's so weird, though. Because I have a Steam library, and I have not once thought about how I do not have those games physically.
Right.
There's something about the way I've been conditioned to, like, buy, I guess, any sort of console game. You know, whether it be a Game Boy game, whether it's a PSP game. Like, I still have all that shit, and I guess that's completely lost on PC, which...
It is, but I think for me, like, because it's the same way, but my laptop, my gaming laptop, I don't even know, like, probably... desktop PCs or whatever probably have a disk drive still, maybe.
Mine,
but like
some of them don't.
My laptop doesn't. So like some even of them if don't. They made a physical copy of it, I couldn't use it on my laptop.
Well,
so
we see the Series S from Xbox.
Yeah.
We see the
that's garbage.
Digital edition of the PS5.
Yeah, should have never made that.
Yeah. So like it's clear that consumers want that. And don't get me wrong. So I use my Series S in the living room for when I want to play Game Pass games, not at my computer.
Yeah.
If I have a choice to play a Game Pass game on PC, I'm probably going to do it, unless I just want to lounge in the recliner. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't even have the option, because I didn't need the Series X, so I just went for the Series S. And I'm like, if the internet is out, and they require an authentication check, I can't play anything on this box.
Yeah.
Which, hey... fine, but
no, but the something that
that's
also
not
can,
fine actually
well
that's
no,
not fine at all.
I agree with it not being fine, but like you'd be hard to press. Most games require that now,
right?
And that is actually kind of scary in some way to me, is that, you know, all of these games, you know, I don't see myself not having internet ever at this point, but the point being is that, you know, occasionally sometimes you just want to pop something in and you don't need to do anything online, and it's just, it's weird, man. It's weird the way things have just completely changed as times went on. And I guess it makes sense. Like, we don't need the physical stuff.
No,
but
we don't need it. But I like it.
I guess to fall back on it, more or less, it's kind of like a security blanket for me. I'm like, I can at least touch this thing, and I can at least play it offline, if nothing else.
I mean, this is a luxury industry.
Right.
And if I'm going to spend that kind of money on something, I want it.
Phil, that's fair, actually. To
like,
be honest with you.
We don't need any of this.
Yeah, yeah. It's literally just... you know, icing on top of the cake. Yeah. And if I can't eat that icing, then what, you know.
Not buying the cake.
However, I do think I'm a little bit hypocritical, because I don't care if I ever have, like, I know Phil's different than this, but I don't care if I physically ever own another movie in my life.
And I buy a lot less than I used to.
Yeah.
But I have found a lot lately that, like, I don't have a specific example. 21 Jump Street. I talked about that earlier.
Yeah.
We were watching that and we wanted to see it. And it was like $4.99 to rent it. But I could get the Blu-ray on Amazon for like $5.99.
Oh, damn.
So like,
dude.
If I wait one day, right, I can actually have it. And then the next time I want to watch it, it's free.
Right.
Yeah.
So like, that's the biggest thing for me, is like, there's so many, you can pretty much watch anything from your house without leaving, without owning it. But those prices, like if I'm going to pay $5 or $6 to rent it, some of them are, the rentals are like $7.99.
Yeah.
I'm just going to buy the disc and then I have it for the next time I want to watch it.
And so. There was a service, I can't remember what it was. I think the Vudu service encompassed them, but like you lost all your old time. There was a service when I was like early in college that I was like buying movies on occasionally, and I can't even access any of them anymore.
Yeah, it's so depressing.
Now, don't get me wrong. I understand quality is better. The performance is better of physical movies, but that's not the case with games.
Yeah.
Nope.
So it's the same.
I just want the case.
Yep.
Also, not to completely change it. And
also,
like,
if you buy Halo Infinite, you don't really get a disc at all.
I didn't.
You just get a code for
yeah.
the disc.
Also, if the game sucks, you can sell it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or like if true. You finish it and you, or you can share it with your friends better.
Yeah. Or when Walmart marks it down to $5.99 and it's still $70 on the digital store. Yeah. I don't know.
And we talk about this often.
There's pros and cons.
We Definitely. Talk about this often. I don't want to sidestep and go back to something that we talk about, but media does get lost. I was just watching something last night about lost cartoons. Literally, there were like, there was this Johnny Bravo spinoff show that I was watching where there are of like a 60 run show that this thing had a very short run for like a summer. There was 1.5 full episodes left in time and all of the internet. And just to think about that is like maybe one day, and I have not popped in any of my PS1 discs. I was talking to you guys about this earlier. Ever. I've right. not plugged in my PS1. Maybe one day if I'm just feeling sparky, I'll plug it in. And it's just nice to know that you can do that right. and not mm-hmm. that, you know, not that you will even, I guess.
You don't have to update anything.
Yeah.
You could just
true.
Plug it in. And
it's play. Just scary because, you know, who knows what will be lost to time.
Yeah.
And if you don't tangibly have it, I don't know.
Pretty soon when the Russians drop an EMP on us, none of this matters, so.
Yeah.
Dude, they're going to have to get at least, like, what is that, like a 25 kill streak or something?
Yeah, probably.
It'll end up being like the documentary game Horizon, you know, whenever that happens. <we'll...
laughs> The documentary game.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, that went in a totally different direction.
That's fine.
I know, listen, guys, but, I know there's a lot of you out there that like your digital games. And that's, I don't have any problem with you doing it that way. I just want to have the option to still buy my physical games.
That's what it is for
yes.
me.
Yes. You know what? I own Red Dead Redemption 2 digitally because it was given to me as a code to review. And I've never thought to purchase it because I have it.
Right.
But if I see it for $10 sometime, I'm going to buy it.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Dude, I've even done that to where I'll have a digital game and I'm like, you know what? I like this game enough.
Right.
I just want to physically own it. I've done that. Titanfall 2.
Yeah.
I played it before. I think I borrowed it from somebody before I even owned it. And then lo and behold, at Five Below, which is a crime because that game is fucking amazing.
I got it there too for Xbox.
Yeah.
Then I rebought it on PlayStation because I realized I didn't want it on Xbox.
Yeah, it's so good. I would buy that game for both.
I bought it
sure.
for both
yeah.
systems, I own two copies of it digital or physically, and I think I have it digitally like 3 times.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've owned it 3 times.
And I've never played it.
Oh, it's a great game. Do you know
why? That's one of my New Year's resolutions this year.
Yeah, dude.
It's an easy campaign to play through. And it reminds me of Turok, like the old Turok games, which I was talking about earlier tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Off camera or whatever.
Dude.
Microphone.
Dude, some of those like raptor monsters.
Yeah.
Some of the raptor monsters.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. I get what you say. Yeah, definitely.
It was, and plus, the multiplayer was... The problem was, and now we're going on other tangents, it came out in like the same week as a Call of Duty and a Battlefield.
Yeah.
And like those three games just didn't have enough... players to split between the three.
Yeah, it's like nobody's buying all three.
No.
Well, most people.
No. I did.
Well, that's okay.
All right, this comes from protocol.com. It says, Epic and Microsoft team up to sidestep Apple's Fortnite ban. Now, just a little background. Actually, I'll just read this and see if it gets to it. Fortnite is back on the iPhone thanks to a new partnership between Epic Games and Microsoft that sidesteps the App Store ban Apple handed down back in August of 2020. So it didn't explain that. For anybody who doesn't remember, Apple basically said, you got to use our App Store for your purchases. And Epic and Fortnite said, we're going to let people purchase in-game credits outside of the app and basically take away the 30% cut that Apple is taking.
Boo-hoo.
Of course, Epic takes a percentage from all the games they sell in their store and in-game transactions, but it is a much lower percentage.
It's like 5% or something?
18,
okay. Yeah.
Instead of 30.
Right. Instead of 30, yeah. So, the game is available to stream starting Thursday. This was last Thursday, actually. In the 26 countries around the world where Xbox Cloud Gaming is available in beta, it's part of the new push at Xbox to utilize its Azure Cloud platform and Microsoft's existing investments in cross-platform play to enable what everyone is calling the Xbox Everywhere. So basically what they did is, if you aren't aware, you can put on your Apple device, whether it's an iPad or an iPhone, and also on Android, you can basically install an app that's not an app. It's basically a web page that exists on your phone as an icon. So it's an app. But you don't have to do it through the App Store, that you can access Xbox Cloud Gaming. And basically, since that is not breaching any of Apple's rules, if Fortnite's on there to stream over cloud, then it essentially can be back on iPhone and Apple still loses their cut, even though they fought it you know, a while back and banned it from being on there.
Yeah.
And there's nothing they can do because it circumvents everything.
Are you sure?
They could do something.
This is what I'm worried about, though, is that Apple is big enough and stingy enough.
Oh, sure.
Well, and, you know, they're a business. I get it.
But they'd have to take on Microsoft for that, right?
Well.
You would think.
No, but I'm saying.
And that's probably something they don't want to do.
I don't know. They took on Epic, and I'm not saying, you know, obviously Microsoft is significantly bigger, but Epic is still a massive fucking company. So they're not afraid to tussle. I'm not saying you're not wrong that they might want to not take on Microsoft, but all it would take would be for them to change some sort of term of service that way that, you know, any sort of cloud gaming is now not available on iPhones. That's what I'm worried about.
Right.
Legitimately. Now, I hope it doesn't happen, but could I see it happening if they've already made a stink about it once? Certainly.
Yeah, I think it's definitely a possibility, but the reality is if they step in and do it now, once Fortnite hops on there, there are tons of other games and microtransactions you can do through cloud gaming already, Xbox cloud gaming already, and they didn't say a peep about any of that. I'm sure they're not happy about it.
Yeah.
They didn't say a word. If they come in, no judge is going to be like, oh, so you only wanted retribution against Epic? No.
Yeah.
That's not going
to well, go over. I guess I'm more worried about them not trying to get rid of Fortnite again and just trying to get rid of everything.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
You know what I mean?
They just can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, but they...
Oh, they could, but I don't think they ever would.
Yeah.
I don't actually know, unless they block that website that you go to like install as a page on your phone.
Yeah.
Unless they actually block that from the browser, I don't think there's a way they can stop it.
Yeah.
They require you to run it through an app? I don't know.
No, it's not through an app.
But then if they did that...
True.
Because, like, you could go to, like... What were some of those old game sites?
We could do Jackbox, kind of like that.
Newgrounds or whatever.
Yeah, where you can add an icon of a web page to your... Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same idea.
It's the same thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly
that would be really hard to circumvent.
Yeah.
But I guess I still am worried nonetheless. But...
Oh, yeah. I mean, they'll find a way.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this.
Yeah, I hope not.
I doubt... Because, you know, Microsoft was like, hey, come on over. We'll...
Yeah.
We'll let you on our store to do cloud gaming.
Well, plus, they look like the good guys, too.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But I'm betting that that's not going to make Apple and Microsoft any friendlier.
Oh, no. Heavens, no.
Not that they ever have.
I was going to say, I don't know that they've ever been super friendly, you know.
But also, like, video games should be played on really nice, really big screens and not the phone.
I think anybody who plays cloud gaming is trash.
Yeah. Trash. Like, if you're not at home.
If you're listening and you do like cloud gaming, you're trash, personally.
Trash. Trash.
Like, as a person, you...
Yep.
Human being.
Yeah.
Oh, boys. Yep. I just can't understand, like, in no world would I ever want to play any sort of fast-paced game whatsoever on a laggy-ass web browser.
You could take fast-paced out of it and...
Like, I would play, like, chess.
No
chess
game.
Would be great.
Yeah. I have enjoyed some turn-based games or even, like, non-combat related games.
Sure. Gaming. Yeah.
But... Me personally,
yeah.
I don't care if and I know that people have said like the cloud gaming stuff has improved dramatically.
I'm sure it's better.
I don't care if it's basically in quotes unnoticeable. I still don't want it.
Yeah.
Because I'm never going to be able to. And I also don't want to play on my phone or iPad.
Yeah.
Really.
I guess we just go back to me. For me, it's nice to have the option.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that I am positive that many prepubescent children are like actually ecstatic. At this point, to be able to play Fortnite again.
Don't get me, it's a huge market.
Like, and honestly, I wouldn't even be surprised. Epic's not going to report it, but once this goes through and it's out of beta and available for everyone's hands, I bet you they're going to see a huge fucking spike across the world in Fortnite again, which they've kept numbers. They've adapted.
Well, it's the cloud gaming that's in beta, technically.
Yeah, but assumedly, then, if it's in beta, then it's limited use to certain people.
Right.
And once it goes out of beta, then I'm sure Epic will see a nice little bump.
Sure. Mm. Absolutely. Okay. Moving on. This is a quick one. Metroid Dread is the series' best-selling game, or at least it appears that way, according to, this article is from Eurogamer. Nintendo's critically acclaimed Nintendo Switch adventure Metroid Dread looks to become... to have become the series' best-selling game. The original Metroid Prime on GameCube had previously been the biggest seller, which Dread has now dethroned. Metroid Dread has shipped, I think it's what it's supposed to say, 2.9 million copies worldwide since its launch in October. Metroid Prime was previously reported to have sold 2.8. While positive news for Metroid fans, it's worth putting in perspective alongside recent launches in other Nintendo franchises. In the past 12 months, the HD re-release of Zelda Skyward Sword sold 3.91 million, while Mario Party Superstars sold 6.88. Kirby, The Forgotten Land, sold 2.1 in its first week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Of its 2.9 million to date, this is back to Dread, 270,000 copies have been sold in Japan compared to 2.63 million elsewhere, which that's not typical. Nintendo games usually sell a lot better in Japan than anywhere else. Well, not than anywhere else, but yeah, they sell better there than everywhere
right.
else. So yeah, I don't think any of us played Dread, did we?
Yeah, I'm not a Metroid fan, so I don't have much to say.
But so what I'll say is that number is going to change. Well, not that number, but that it'll be Metroid Prime 4 as soon as they ever put that game out. Like, that is going to be a very, very, very short window for them if that game ever comes out. The problem, though, that I have with those numbers in general is you're looking at, like, a 100 million unit base over a 20 million unit base.
Right.
So, like, if that's all they're selling when there's 80 more million units out in the wild,
right,
it's not good for the Metroid franchise at all.
Right. Yeah, I agree with that, but also I'm sure they still turn a profit on it.
Sure, sure.
So
I just am shocked that with us wanting Prime for so long, but myself included, I didn't play Dread.
Right.
I'm waiting for Prime, I guess.
I'm also going to be honest, like, I may be incorrect here, but they have a lot of bread and butter, Nintendo, and I don't want to say Metroid isn't that, because it is, but it is not as big as, like, Mario or anything like that. You know what I mean? It's never been. So I feel like these numbers are still pretty impressive. There's been an exponential growth, even... You know, but Phil, you are correct though. The player base is way different, so I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah,
it's weird, and I don't know how I feel about the game in general. When like you know, everyone wants Prime, so why did you not put Prime?
Well, it's different teams.
Different teams, sure, but they should be putting some more money and focus behind that. But how many copies did Kirby sell?
It's just a small. It's just a small
2 million in its first week.
I was gonna say
yeah.
that
yeah,
game's amazing.
Yeah,
yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty good.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Okay, we didn't talk about Gotham Knights, right?
No, we didn't.
That was literally first
not.
On my list, and I skipped it somehow. Okay, this comes directly from WB Games Montreal, and it says, so this is just an aside, they revealed the Nightwing and Redwood gameplay in Gotham Knights.
Redwood?
And what?
Redwood.
Did I say Redwood?
Yeah.
Red Hood. whatever.
I like it, though.
Yeah.
It's like a tree.
They're still saying that it's going to launch October 25th of this year. And they're saying they said this in a nice way. Please note, to provide players with the best possible gameplay experience, the game will release on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, and PC, and will no longer be available for PlayStation 4 or Xbox One consoles. Hell yes,
thank
boys.
You.
Yes,
thank
got
you.
A truly next gen game. I don't even know. Like, I was interested in this game, of course, just because I like superheroes, but. You tell me we're getting a next-gen only game, and I'm going to be there.
Yes, please. Yes.
As long as it's not, what was that shit game from that Gearbox published right at the beginning of the generation that Dave liked?
Oh, yeah.
It was like Knights and shit. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
I can't remember.
Man, what was that game? It wasn't important.
No. Something Fall or I don't
Godfall.
Know.
Godfall.
Godfall.
There we go. Anyway.
That's great.
Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, this is actually pretty big, because I feel like a lot of big studios, Warner Brothers being really big as far as I'm concerned, maybe not like Activision levels, but they're heavy hitters from last generation. I don't think they've had many like blowout hits.
When they put out something that sells, though.
Right, exactly. And that's what I'm saying. So I feel like this is actually pretty big for the space in general.
Sure.
And I'm hoping this will entice developers that are struggling, absolutely struggling to get their games to run on last gen, to say, hey, maybe it is okay at this point. And I think that this hopefully creates a cascade effect of games. I mean, literally, we should have got this exact message in the yellow box from CD Projekt Red to a year and a half ago, but we didn't. And look how the game came out. So the fact that we're getting Knights and we're learning early on, they're setting people's expectations, and this is nothing but good.
Right.
You know,
and you get to play as the second best character in the DC universe. Who's Nightwing?
The second best. Wow. That is...
Who's the first best?
Well, Superman. I mean, it's not even close.
Superman?
Yeah.
Over Batman?
Batman sucks.
What?
Oh, I'm not a fan.
God.
Never been a fan.
We can't even talk about this right now.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I've never... That's a big reason the newest Batman is my favorite Batman movie, because I'm just not interested in the character for the most part.
Okay.
And saw Batman and they lose their minds.
Yep. Wow. Yeah, I've just never... I've Superman's such a more interesting character than...
Is it Henry Cavill? Is that it? Because that's what it is for me.
I mean, that's, you know, the bottom half of me, why I like him, but...
You know, from the waist area.
From the waist down.
I'm just happy, yeah. Like, there have clearly been games that have come out that were like, this probably shouldn't have come out on this generation, but it was fine on PS4 and Xbox One. That's okay, but, we got by. It was fine. Then there were games like Cyberpunk that I think would have had a much smoother launch, even though they would have lost a lot of money. Well, they made plenty of money, but they would have lost extra money.
Right.
If they had just said, hey, guess what? We screwed up. We told you it was going to be available. We made this game too good to be on those consoles.
Sure.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. That so much less crap would have happened to them. And if they just put out the next gen version.
Yep.
So, like, I just hope, first of all, I'm just glad that they're, like, they know it's going to cost them sales.
Right.
But they're committed to the product enough to know that if we put this out on last gen, it's not going to perform well, and it's not going to look good on us. And that's, first of all, encouraging from a, hey, developers are getting smart maybe a little bit.
Right.
But more encouraging from a, this game might be pretty lit then.
Yeah.
If it's only able to run on next gen.
Plus seeing the characters like Nightwing and Red Knight or Red Hood.
Red Hood,
Redwood.
Like Redwood. You took, I don't know. That's just my own bias getting involved. But like, those have been always the most interesting characters to me in the Batman. It's kind of like the Robins that got out.
Sure.
And just seeing what they did afterwards, I think was always cool.
This is encouraging because the vision of the developer can truly be realized.
Yeah.
I feel like games like Destiny, games like Cyberpunk, not to mention that again, but games like Cyberpunk, like they were held back by their own ambition and they released in such a way, like how disappointing, how many developers worked so hard on these games for them to be gimped by these old consoles. And I just feel bad. And even though there may be a dip in sales, maybe there won't be. Maybe it will have the opposite effect because you can fully put out your product in the way that it's envisioned in the best possible way.
Yep.
Now, it's still going to be on the S, but we're hoping...
Yes, it's a pretty powerful
machine, hoping
though.
That's not going to be a problem. We're hoping it's not going to be.
Yeah.
So, no, I think this is definitely a move in the right direction. And like I said earlier, I really want more developers to kind of just bite the bullet because once you do it once... Then the next game you put out, it can just be a PS5 game.
Right.
And then people just expect that. Or, you know, Xbox Series S.
I mean, this is the longest. And I understand we've had some supply constraints. But there are more, like, PS5s out in the wild at this point than there were PS4s.
Yeah.
Or maybe not at this point, but at least at the end of last year there were.
Right.
But, like, this is the longest I can remember major games from first-party publishers still coming out on last.
God of War is still going to come out on PS4.
And it's
going to
be a two-year-old system.
Yeah, a two-year-old system. That's insane.
The only thing I will say about that is the beautifulness of the first game encourages me to believe that they're going to do it right.
Sure.
But, you know, I can't take back what I've said. The fact that it is on last gen,
there will
part
still
of me believes still that somehow this game could potentially have been held back from being better in some way.
It absolutely has got to be held back because
you would hope that it wouldn't, but you think it'd have to be.
Right.
You have to make the same game run on a PS4. You're just not going to get the same quality of a game. Yeah. And that doesn't mean that Gotham Knights is going to be the most technological game we've ever seen. But it gives me hope that they can, like I think you said, Brandon, they can actually do their vision of what this game should be and not be held back by anything.
No hardware, no limitations.
Right.
Seriously.
Yep.
It is interesting to me that they waited until May when the game comes out this year.
Dude.
To say that. But maybe they just were like, we were trying and we just couldn't do it.
Which I actually respect.
Yeah.
If that's the case. What I wonder is, games that have not had like official in stone release dates, I've not been able to go and pre-order. I wonder if people have pre-ordered this on last gen consoles yet.
Probably.
Or are they just gonna get a refund, I guess. So
probably, yeah.
That's
yeah.
interesting. I bet you GameStop's pissed.
Well,
fuck GameStop.
I think this kind of thing happens a lot. Just maybe not in this exact way,
right?
Like with a lot being last gen.
Sure.
But like when they announce a game a lot of times and they don't announce platforms for it, you can pretty much order it at GameStop on any platform.
True.
And they'll tell you, oh, it's not going to be on that
yeah.
platform.
And GameStop will let you transfer that $5. So
yeah, fair enough.
There's been times whenever, like, yeah, they will. I've done that
they
before.
They will gladly say, hey, whatever you want to spend money right. at our store in, we will give you anything. You want my shoes?
Right, right.
$5 is yours.
I don't pre-order much, but there was a time when I was. I know that I switched it a couple of times because the closer a game gets to launch, and I'm just like, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
But those
are probably for
over.
The best.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that's good news, man. I need to go and watch. There was a gameplay reveal that came out the day of us recording. Actually, I haven't got a chance to watch it yet, so
yeah,
I'm eager to see that.
Okay, this one could be pretty short here, but I just wanted to talk about it because I think it's so.
Hey,
funny.
It's average size, man. Leave it alone.
We'll drag it out somehow.
All right, Babylon's Fall.
Oh no!
According to VideoGamesChronicle.com,
10 people playing it today.
One
has dropped to just one concurrent
one
player.
Person.
Phil, didn't you see this?
No.
A single guy. He's actually getting a tiny bit of like internet clout because he is
he's the only
like,
person.
Like I saw an actual article that was like this guy's Twitter name is the last person playing.
Doesn't
Go
that
ahead,
make
man.
You want to get on and play it just to like to no. cancel all that out? Wasn't it just like last? Didn't Colin say 10 people were playing it like 2 weeks ago?
I don't remember. I listen to the man a lot.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Says. Anyway, sorry, Ben. Go.
The incredible stat comes just 2 months after the title's release and follows weeks of dwindling player counts on PC.
Wait, that game came out 2 months ago?
Yep.
That's the longest 2 months of all time.
According to the same data, the online brawler failed to attract more than 77 concurrent players at any point this week. I saw it was already $30 2 weeks after release. It was a $70 game. Maybe it was 60.
That sounds like
anyway,
that sounds like a ripoff. Actually,
that sucks for platinum. That sucks.
Yeah,
real
platinum
bad.
Platinum is hurting.
they need another Transformers game to really.
That's right, dude.
That's kind of hard to come. I mean,
those things. That was a good Transformers game too.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, boys. You know, 2042 had a bad launch, and I think they're going to somehow find a way to come back. But a one player after 2 months, like
it's not good.
Not even a couple, like one.
Literally one.
Like literally. That blows my mind.
Even that yeah. Cliffy B game did better than that.
Oh my God, dude.
Whatever that was.
Outlaws yeah. or out. No, something like that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
Brandon, real quick, or the next thing, there's an article from Metro.
Uh-huh.
Says the Overwatch 2 beta is a complete failure and worse than the original.
Yeah. I actually was going to talk to you boys about this at dinner that we had earlier,
yeah.
but I feel like it's hard to quantify, but I'm really upset about the whole thing. I love Overwatch. I've played hundreds of hours of this game, and to see it in the state it's in is upsetting.
Right.
The new game coming out is really great, but I think they're doing a really bad thing. They're deplatforming the first game completely, and everybody that is playing Overwatch is essentially going to get the new version of the game and have two. And if you want to play the campaign, in quotes, campaign, whatever the PvE is that is mysterious,
right?
We don't know exactly what it is. We have some ideas, but that's what you'll pay for, at least to my understanding. Anybody,
so there will be no more Overwatch 1. It's just
they're just getting
away.
Rid of it.
It's yep. just going to be Overwatch 2 now.
Yep.
You know, I heard a bad take recently that someone was saying that Overwatch 1 was in the same state when it released. I didn't play Overwatch for more than a month or two, but I played the hell out of it when it first came
sure.
out. And that game, I just remember actually thinking, this game has no right being as good as
yeah.
it. It felt so good when it first came out. Like, at launch,
yeah.
it felt perfect. And there was nothing about that game I could complain about.
Phil, I'm telling you, it still feels that way. But what I can tell you is that you will pop in, and aside from new characters and new maps, which are great and are fine,
yeah,
but are to be expected on a game like this,
right,
are the exact same.
Yeah.
And I even saw an article lately that I thought of this before I even saw this article, but recently they took essentially a left and right, almost like a Digital Foundry type video of a slider, and they took the old maps and slid over top
yep.
the new maps. And people were saying, and I saw and I thought the exact same thing when I was watching it, is this just highlights how much of the exact same, and they've done some things. The UI looks better, the characters look better, they sound better, everything about the game sounds better and looks better. I'm sure it feels about the same. They've changed some characters, but when you boil it down, this is the same fucking game.
Right.
And it is so disappointing. Now, unless we get blindsided by a massive drop of content, a massive drop of heroes, or something that they have up their sleeve, man, I have never been more concerned for Overwatch 2. And I was already concerned. I've talked about it before on the podcast, how concerning their silence was up until this recent beta.
Right.
And after the beta, aside from it, the initial excitement... Once the initial excitement wore off of the beta because it's new and fresh and there is a single new character and a couple new maps, you're really just playing the same game.
Right.
And this game I just looked up sold 50 million copies.
So
how many more people are out there?
It
sold 50 million copies.
I didn't
copies.
Realize it was that high.
Yes, dude.
So how many more people out there are going to buy it that don't have it already if they're just going to switch over?
Again, no, but the PvE content won't
be. Sure, you have to buy that separate.
Well,
yeah.
so that's the thing is what they're doing now is essentially it will kind of be like free to play from what I understand. And there's going to be a battle pass, which I think will be good.
Sure.
For the ecosystem,
sure.
There will be a variety of things to look at, and your characters can change skins. But at the end of the day,
they can already change skins.
Right, yeah. But even more so, I guess. But like at the end of the day, I'm still going to be playing Dorado that I have played for literally 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, I won't play one other than Pharaoh.
When I hop on launch day, and I'm going to be playing 80% of the maps that I played 5 years ago.
Right.
Why would I jump back? Tell me.
It's a great question.
Aside from just loving the game, which I do, but the point was, is there has never been enough content. And even the events, the yearly events, they have put new skins in every time, but they recycle the same event over and over and over, and they've never changed. And they've been good. There's been some good ones. Lucio Ball is amazing.
Yep.
But just the lack of content time and time for years and years, and people have still loved this game, and I feel so bad because it could be so much more, and they've made the money for it to be so much more. So I'm just going to go back. I hope they have something up their sleeve, but it's looking very concerning because they went from the highest they've ever had on Twitch views ever on any Overwatch. I think there was a couple million people watching Overwatch a couple weeks ago, back down to the bottom of not the bottom of the charts, because there's a lot of things at the bottom, but you know, back down below everything. So I mean
Overwatch League has trading cards. Like, that's how big this property got. And the only other thing I know, Upper Deck does that, and the only other video game product that they put out is Call of Duty League. So like,
well, dude the lore and the character, like, it's all there.
Yeah,
it is there, but I feel like they have shit on this amazing opportunity. So, you know, literally all I can hope is that there is stuff that we can't see.
Yeah.
And I think they're hearing the feedback. I mean, if Ben's reading an article like this and I'm seeing tweets of people saying this is insane, this is really the same game, over top of that overlay of the new maps and stuff, they got to know something's up.
Yeah.
And I hope they can make adjustments quick, because we still don't really know an exact time frame on this game, unfortunately.
Right.
It's out now. So you can go home and play it, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'll just pop in Overwatch 1. Right. But I would love for them to put out the open beta and then say, okay, January or February, this is going to come out.
Right.
Delay it. Please just delay it. I don't care at this point, and it's been long enough that I don't think a lot of people will care. If you release it now as practically the same game, you will never recover from...
No.
You will never recover.
No.
You just will not. It will never be the same as if you were to launch it and it was mostly new.
Right.
You just won't. So I don't know if this is a fall from grace. I hope not. I think that Blizzard has a great property.
Yeah.
A lot of great characters. I've cried watching things about Overwatch before, like actually had tears in my eyes. That's how much I love this game. And I own many, many pieces of their merch. I've spent hundreds of dollars on merch. And it just sucks.
Right.
I don't take back the memories I had, but the memories I had are the same. Right. Like, I could pop into the game and it would be the same. Yeah. So.
All right. To wrap it up.
Yeah.
Let's talk about what we've been playing. Phil.
Damn.
You can just choose to go back a couple weeks or mm-hmm. just like the highlights from, you know, all the time you were dead.
Give okay. us the 6 month tour.
The 6 month tour is not great.
We'll keep it short. Don't worry.
It'll be short. It'll probably be 3 games pretty much. So I beat Guardians of the Galaxy.
Nice.
I got that. I got that for Christmas. So
Dave
that's
just
been,
recently
you know,
started that.
It's a great game.
Yeah.
Holy cow. It's a great
so
game.
So good.
I wasn't sure how I was going to like the controls and the way it handles, but even though you're kind of controlling all of them at the same time, you're not. You,
I think
you
that's
know,
the worst part
felt
of it.
Good. It is, but it's smoother than I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to absolutely hate it.
They make it work.
Yeah. So that was a great game. The story was way better than it should have been. I think it won Narrative of the Year, didn't it?
It did.
At the Game Awards.
It did. 100%
so, I mean,
did.
That was definitely worthwhile.
Deservingly. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. I've just kind of been finishing a bunch of stuff that I started. I finished Life is Strange True Colors.
Ooh.
You know, that's
big for you, my guy. Good.
So
I'm not going to shame you. That's great.
You know,
I shame you.
Started playing, and I don't do DLC, but I got to pick up the DLC for that, and I'm playing through that now.
Wow.
So that's been good. I've been doing some limited run stuff we talked about a little bit earlier, you know, with you guys, but I've popped on Quake for the PS5.
Awesome.
Nice.
That
it's
is
fun
dope.
As hell.
I bet.
So
dude.
Much fun.
I bet.
It plays, it's so smooth. It's just like butter. And it just, it's nice on a rainy day, you know, it's just
yeah.
like comfort food.
Yep.
Makes you feel good.
Takes you back.
Oh, it really does. Yesterday in the mail, I got Turok 1 and 2 from Limited Run, so I'm excited to pop those in. And then I'm, you know, trying to not rush because I want to play other things through Horizon Forbidden West. So that's
Are
kind
you still
of
working on that.
Yeah, I'm about, I don't know, 35, 40 hours in, maybe.
Nice.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
I thought I was further than that, I think. But yeah, I think yesterday I looked, I was playing a little bit 35, 40 hours. So that has been a lot of fun. And I like, it's one of those things where like, I'm kind of the point where I'm ready to play something new, but also like, I don't want it to end because when it's done, I'm not going back to it.
Right. Right.
The end's the worst part. Good
yeah.
luck.
Oh, good. 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 Good.
Sorry.
So, I got like 3 chapters left, I think,
right,
if
right.
I'm looking at the main quest.
I'm not trying to shit on it. Go.
And I, you know, unlike a lot of other games, there's very few times I want to do side quests, but I've been actually going through and
yeah.
doing a lot of
They're
side
good.
Stuff.
They're
this.
Meaningful.
They are meaningful.
Yeah.
So there's too much talking in it.
Yes.
Dude, the dialogue options
yeah.
are insane.
Insane. They're, and it's like...
Too much of a good thing. Too
yeah,
much of a good thing.
Sure. And when I get back to the base and I've talked to Guy and everyone else, and I'm just like, oh,
yeah.
do I really
it's
need to know all this? And so
it's a lot.
I found myself slowly not talking to all of them every time I come back. And
here's what I'll tell you. Some of that stuff is obviously meaningful
yeah.
and matters and will enhance your enjoyment of the game. Some of that stuff... You don't have to do it.
I hope.
And I mean, really, you don't have to do any of it.
Right.
But if you want the platinum.
And I don't.
You don't care.
No.
But I went back and wrapped up a few of those side quests after
okay.
I got the platinum. After I finished the game and was like, all right, I'm going to go for the platinum. I'm only like
right.
6 trophies away or whatever it was.
There's just some stuff and like, you know, I won't get too spoilery, but like some of the characters like Beta, if I hate talking to her.
Yep.
So like if that doesn't end in a meaningful way. I'm going to be really mad, but like, I feel like that's an important enough character that I need to talk to her about everything
right.
that comes up. So I'm really hoping that ends in a way that like it justifies all the time I spent down there just wanting to punch her in the face.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
right. Right.
But you know, it's been a lot of fun, but I've got a few chapters left on that and then, we'll see where we go from there.
Yeah.
Nice.
I talked about maybe Red Dead 2 next because I've not played Red Dead 2.
Classic.
So. Wait,
I need to finish it too.
I feel like you told me that last weekend.
I did.
And I was surprised then, and
yep.
you said it again now, and
mm-hmm.
I'm still surprised.
It is out now. I have taken it off the shelf and set it out as my next game. So,
ooh, buddy,
I
know it's a long game, Phil.
Yep.
But it is worth every second of it.
Yep.
Just prepare yourself
It'll be fun.
For Arthur.
And also prepare. I can't remember 5 games that I've cried at, and that was one of them.
Oh,
and
I
there
can
are less than
a
five.
Lot. Wow.
Well, yeah,
that's impressive.
Like all 17 Life is Strange games.
Every single one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really hit you, man. Right in the
yeah.
feels.
Yeah.
No, but Red Dead was one that was like at once joyous and terribly sad.
I think the first one made me cry a couple times.
That might be one of the other ones.
I mean, there was some really emotional stuff with that with John and his past and family. And
right.
Yeah.
Just get ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm ready. But yeah, that's kind of been the summary of what. Oh, Kirby and Kirby.
Oh, nice, yeah.
Excellent.
Kirby's just like the game. If I have like half an hour, I just pop in real quick.
It's perfect to just pop in.
Oh, it's
the
awesome.
Levels
it's
aren't just, that long.
No,
and it's
no.
not a hard game.
No,
it's just fun.
Yeah, and it's like it, and even for not a hard game, it like asks you in the beginning, do you want to be a little bitch or not?
Yeah.
And like I'm like no, thank you. I won't be a bitch for Kirby.
I would.
And even on like the hard mode, if you want to call it that, it's not hard.
Yeah.
But it's been a lot of fun. I like becoming a vending machine and shooting pop at people.
That is outlandish.
Yeah.
Like,
outlandish.
I mean, just truly.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's mouthful mode. What are you going to do?
I feel like it makes so much sense, but it also confuses me every time it
happens. A little bit. But also, that's the last thing I'll touch on with what I'm playing. The car controls way better than any car in a Kirby game has any right to control. Like, I think about some of the racing games I've played and how terrible the controls were. And, like, anytime I eat that car and I'm driving around, I can control and turn on a dime. I go everywhere I want to go. You're going across little bridges.
It's like a goddamn zero turn tractor.
Right?
You just spin that bitch on a dime.
Right? Feels so good.
Brandon, you're next.
Oh, man. Wow. I've been playing more Elden Ring.
Yep.
That's literally it. I've been so sad. I've been meaning to jump back into Ghostwire, but I finished my second playthrough of Elden Ring, and I've started my third. I've decided to do a meme build. I just pure meme, and I'm not taking it too seriously. I don't know if I'll continue to play my third playthrough, but I am pure double stabby spear boy.
Yeah.
And I have Google searched the slider bars to make myself look like Giga Chad.
Uh-huh.
So anytime a big thing I'm doing is just helping a lot of people through the game because it's fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to give back whatever I can. But I just love the idea of my summon sign because when you click on my sign, literally it just says Chad and then Giga Chad. A little picture of Giga Chad just comes up. And sometimes when I don't get summoned, I turn to Lauren, my girlfriend, I say, is it me? Is it Chad? Nobody wants Chad's help.
That's so funny. I don't understand anything you're saying, but it sounds like you're having a great time.
It is fantastic.
Does it have like New Game Plus? Like, do you keep all your stats and stuff?
Okay. Yeah, I could simply just move on to New Game, but honestly, I've been trying different builds, and this latest one is just pure chaos, and I love it.
Does your horsey like evaporate out of there, or kind of
more or less?
Yeah,
more or less
kind of disappears or pops
torrent.
In.
Yes,
yeah.
The horse cow.
Yeah,
you know how it is.
I don't.
Well.
I don't at all.
Dude, if you're playing Kirby on hard mode, that's only a tiny bit harder than Dark. Yeah,
bit
Dark
before.
Souls and Elden Ring. So
yeah.
That's like a natural progression, I think.
I love the way that game looks. I just
it's not for everyone.
It's gonna kick my ass,
it is,
and I just know
it's
it.
Not. Yeah. If it's not gonna be fun for you, then there is zero reason to play it.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
But no, I've really been enjoying that. I'm in a little bit of a lull. I watched a 4K tour of Tokyo on YouTube, and it made me really excited to play Ghostwire Tokyo again. So I probably will hop back in, like I've been saying for weeks, but it just hasn't happened quite yet. And I don't know if that's a testament to the game or a testament to me, but it just is. So
or a testament to Elden Ring.
It's probably all three.
Yeah.
Then. That's all I've been playing. I would love to. I should go back and. Did you try the Maneater DLC?
I didn't do the DLC.
It did not review very well. It's just literally more of the exact same game, which I just bitched about other people doing earlier. But if it's real cheap, I think I'm going to pick it up because that game's a fucking hoot. So
hoot. That game was amazing. Yeah.
I don't know why I thought about that, but
anyway. I would play DLC for that.
Yeah. You could turn into like a radioactive shark, I think.
The problem is I beat it on PC, but then I got it on PS4 and Xbox after that. And I would rather play it on a console.
Right.
Dude.
But so, I don't know if I want to start it all over.
Did you hear about my Shaga? So I bought it on PlayStation 4, okay? I platinumed it on PlayStation 4 in a couple weeks. On PlayStation 5, you got the free upgrade for the PlayStation 5.
Mm-hmm.
I re-platinumed it on PS5.
Wow.
It is my lowest playtime for a platinum ever. Literally, I did it in a single day. I platinum, you can go and look, check the timestamps. I platinum Maneater in a single day. It was from like 10 a.m. to like 10 p.m., I spent 12 hours platinuming this game.
That was great 12 hours.
And it legitimately was.
It's great.
Amazing.
That's great.
Awful game. Hell of a game.
It's not an awful game. It's not an awful game at all.
It is the finest game ever.
I feel like Handsome Phantom probably gave it a 7.
I would give it a...
I reviewed it. I don't remember what I gave it. But
yeah, but... Anyway, I don't know why the fuck I'm talking about Maneater, but
it was a top 5 game for me that year. I'm not gonna be ridiculous and say it was my goatee, but
yeah. Right. But just Elden Ring. Let's stop kidding myself. It's going to be my game of the year. Yeah.
It's going to be the game of the year. I don't see how it loses.
Right.
I'm not even going to get into it.
It's got a 97.
What have you been playing, man? I'm not even going to get into that.
So this week, the main thing was Trek to Yomi.
Mm.
Came out last week. Must have been after we recorded the show it came out.
Looks so good.
And I played it. A lot of people were complaining that it only took them like 4.5 or 5 hours. I want to say it took me closer to 10, and that is entirely possible that I was just bad at it. But I really enjoyed it. The aesthetic is really cool. The combat is a little bit repetitive and kind of predictable after a certain point, but still difficult. And that might be because sometimes it doesn't control super well. But I still like that. I still liked it. The two big complaints I had about it were sometimes the block just did not work. And again, that might have been a me problem, but it just like I would go up against one boss and like beat him in one try because I was getting everything perfectly right. And then like the next base enemy would just destroy me. And I was like, I'm not doing it wrong here.
Yeah.
So I don't know. And then the other thing, this is really stupid, but the game is black and white, as you probably know. And I had subtitles on, obviously, because, you know, it's Japanese and I don't speak or read Japanese. And so I had the subtitles on. Maybe they're just on by default. I don't remember. But there's no background on them. And when I tried the option for the background, it didn't work. So, like, a lot of the times, the subtitles would be up against a white background, and the subtitles were white. And so I was missing pieces of the story.
Dude, that is such an oversight.
That's a really bad oversight, a big oversight, in my opinion.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Those are my real complaints. But I had a lot of fun with it. I finished it up a couple nights ago. And, it's just a good time. And it's a short enough game. I played it on Game Pass. I didn't pay for it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I paid for Game Pass.
But, sure.
I really enjoyed it. I'd encourage anybody to check it out, at least if you have Game Pass, for sure. There's no point not at least downloading it unless you know you're going to hate it. But
right.
The story was decent. There's three different endings, I think. I only did one of them. And there's, I'm not going to go for the 100% achievement, whatever, because I think you have to do a no-hit run or something, and there's no chance.
Oh, yikes. Damn.
Yeah. Maybe it's not no-hit, but it's one-hit kill
or
something. But
wow.
I'm not doing that.
No.
That's just...
It's pretty much a no-hit. If it's a one-hit kill, you cannot really get hit.
There's games where I know they're going to be really difficult, and I'm still like, I want to try to grind this out.
Right.
This is not one of those games.
Oh,
this
gotcha.
Was just like, I'm ready. Okay, that was good.
Yeah.
And now I'm done.
Yeah.
I played it on normal. I don't need to play it on extra ball-crushingly difficult.
No, dude.
So, I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I can't really talk too much else about it because it pretty much is the game you see in, like, the trailer. But I feel like it has a lot of stuff going for it. I will say the art style and the presentation is really cool. Although some of the things they do are a little bit overused, in my opinion. So, I don't know. I'd say this is like a 7.5. Not that we rate games anymore, but I'd say this is like a 7.5. Might even edge it towards an 8 for me personally. But I could easily see somebody giving it a 9 or a 5. It's one of those games
It's like divisive like that?
Yeah, I think it is divisive. I really enjoyed it, but I think it was just because that's where... Like, if I had played it right after or before playing Elden Ring, I don't know that I would have enjoyed it as much.
Gotcha.
But separated from that, like, the most recent things I was playing were Lego Star Wars and,
a bit different.
It was a good... Yeah. And then I've played, like, 2 or 3 hours of Nobody Saves the World. It's fun. It's humorous. It's got some cool mechanics, but I don't really know enough about it to say much more than that. So, that's it. That's
dope.
It for me. And that's it for the show.
Wow.
Damn.
I don't think we talked about Patreon at the beginning of the show. If you go over to patreon.com/handsomephantom, you can join us for as little as $1 a month for ad-free early access. And go over to the Discord at handsomephantom.com/discord. I always confuse them. handsomephantom.com/discord. And it's free to join that. You can just hop on in, say hey.
Yeah.
Chill out. If you are a patron, you get a little badge next to your name. It's nice. Or maybe your name turns a different color.
Yeah, it's purple.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, come join us. Hang out. Other than that, we appreciate it. We don't ask for reviews very often. If you want to throw a review on iTunes or whatever, we'd appreciate that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be great. Other than that, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Are you returning to the land of the dead or the land of the living?
No, I'll be back. I'm alive now.
Okay.
I will be in the area on recording night. So
nice.
Alive and well.
I should be back. Yeah.
And we'll have Dave back with us next week.
Wow.
I think, don't get anybody excited, but I think we're planning on doing an After Dark next week.
Yeah,
so
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it might be kind of lit in here.
Soon.
Yeah. That'd be kind of lit. Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye.
The HP Podcast is supported by our patrons over at patreon.com/handsomephantom. Jason Canham, Toby Ryland, Chaz Peterson, Edward Walton, Josh Cummings, Jared, Boots, Fusebro, Passive Pixels Edwin Castillo, Maurice Bays, and H-Trons.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.